Have you ever come close to getting married?
No, never. I'm against marriage from the very beginning, because that means cutting down your freedom, getting attached legally to a woman or to a man. No. Freedom to me is the ultimate value. There is nothing higher than freedom. It was difficult because I was fighting from the very beginning. My parents were in difficulty, my family was in difficulty, but I told them absolutely clearly that I am not going to be married. They were perfectly happy if I was going to be a celibate monk. I said, no, I am not going to be a celibate monk either. That was their trouble. If I was going to be a celibate monk, they were happy. In fact, they would have felt proud that their son has become a great monk. I said, no, both are ditches. I am going to walk just in the middle on the razor's edge. And I have enjoyed the walk tremendously.
So what would you say now to all the people in the world who are married? Should they all get divorced?
Everybody should get divorced, without exception. And people should meet and love each other occasionally, as opportunity comes. There should be no ugly state when a wife has to make love to a man whom she does not love anymore, but she is fulfilling her duty. The husband is fulfilling his duty. While he is making love to the woman, he may be thinking of some other woman, she may be thinking of some other man. What kind of neurotic society you have created? If you don't love each other, at least be human and tell frankly that it was beautiful to be together, but now it is finished. Say goodbye. I would like marriage to disappear completely from the world. With the marriage will disappear divorce. With the marriage will disappear prostitution. With the marriage will disappear most of the work of the priest. With the marriage, almost 99% job of the psychoanalyst, therapist, psychiatrist will disappear. It is marriage that is creating all kinds of psychological perversions, repressions, guilt. It is simply human. You see a beautiful woman and you would like to have some time with her. It need not have any God's permission for it. Even your God committed rape with Virgin Mary without her consent.
Do you believe that story?
I just believe that story because it proves that your God is a rapist. Otherwise, I don't believe in the story. Jesus must be a bastard. It is certain he was not the son of Joseph. And just to cover up the whole thing, that great story has been invented.
Got God to do the job.
They say God is a trinity. God, the Holy Ghost, and the Son. The Holy Ghost did it. But he is part of God. It is just like my hand is part of me. And your genitals are part of you. The Holy Ghost is part of God. Perhaps he is his genitals. Otherwise, how he could manage to make a virgin girl pregnant?
What about family responsibilities? The married partner's responsibility to their children, for a start.
The children should be the responsibility of the commune, not of the family. It is the family which creates tremendous problems in the children's mind. It gives all their sickness, all their superstitions, all their stupid ideas, theologies, religion, political parties. It enforces on the child. Child has to be freed from the family. If you want a new man, then family is an ugly institution. Its time is over. It should be replaced by the commune. And then it is very easy. The commune takes care of all the children. There will be the father, the mother, they can meet the child can come to them. But basically, the responsibility is of the commune to take care of the children. The children will have many uncles and many aunts, and they will have more opportunity of human contact, of different type of people. They will be immensely enriched. Our children are very impoverished. They know only one man, one woman. And they know the constant quarrel between the two. The woman is nagging the husband. The husband is beating the woman. And this is what you are training them for. Your boy will repeat you. He will be your carbon copy, knowingly or unknowingly. Your daughter will repeat your wife, knowingly, unknowingly. And that's why no son can ever forgive his father, and no daughter can ever forgive her mother. They destroyed their lives. And it is absolutely psychologically proved phenomenon. But if the commune takes care, then they will have experiences of so many different kinds of people. It is my experience that every person is so unique that the more contacts, intimacies, love affairs you have, richer you will be.